We're hoping on Memhei Amud Beis, nine lines from the bottom. Line begins Evelei Vachon. The Gemara says, Amud Rav Yehuda Amud Shmuel, Lulav Shiva V'Sukka Yom Echad. When it comes to making the bracha on the lulav, we do the bracha individually each of the 7 days. The pashtus, we're bringing this in over here because by now we're getting to the end of the dinim of lulav. We just said in the Mishnah, lulav va'rova, shishiva shiva. So now, I guess, is the time to talk about bracha on the lulav. So Rabbi Huda is telling us, in the name of Shmuel, that lulav, you say the bracha on individually each of the 7 days, on the lulav. The sukkah, yom echad, whereas the sukkah, you only say the bracha on the first day, and then with that, you yotza all the other days. My timer, why is that? Because lulav demaski leilus miyamim, because when it comes to the lulav, the nights separate the days, meaning you don't take lulav by night. So every day, you have something which is not directly connected to what you did the day before. Therefore, kol yom mitzvah ba'afei nafshahu. So every day comes out as a separate mitzvah, and therefore you should say a separate bracha on it. As the Gemara is going to give an example further on in the sugya, you have with certain mitzvahs, for example, tefillin, that if you take them off, let's say to go to the bathroom, then later on when you put them on, you have to make a new bracha. Because you went to the bathroom, or because there was enough of a hefsek in between. So therefore, Shmuel is arguing on the same grounds that with lulav you have to make the bracha every day, whereas with sukkah you should not have to, because sukkah there's really no break in it. During the entire for 24 hours a day, for those 7 days of sukkah, whatever you're going to be doing, you have to do in the sukkah. So that he says, lulav demaski leilus miyamim kol yamim mitzvah ba'afei nafshahu. The lulav, since the night divide the days, so every day is an independent mitzvah. Sukkah demaski leilus miyamim, when it comes to sukkah, where the nights don't separate the days, because even during the night, you chayev in sukkah as well, to eat and to sleep. Therefore, he argues the whole 7 days is considered like one long day, and therefore you just make one bracha at the beginning, and you motzi all 7 days. On the other hand, the Rabbah Baba Chana Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the other way around, Sukkah Shiva V'lulav Yom Echad. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, Rabbah Baba Chana is saying the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the other way around, the Sukkah, you make a bracha on each of the 7 days, the lulav, you only make a bracha on the first day. It's true that we take lulav after Rabbi Yechanan Zaka is Takana, then we take lulav outside of this nefesh all 7 days, but nevertheless, only the day, which is Minat Torah, do you make a bracha on. So that's the logic. He says, my time is Sukkah Daraisa Shiva. Since Sukkah is Daraisa, then you should make a bracha on it for 7 days. Of course, Shmuel agrees that Sukkah is Daraisa for the whole 7 days as well. But he says the fact that it's all one continuous thing outweighs that. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is saying, never mind that. The fact is, each day you can say is sort of a new chiyuv, and therefore you have a chiyuv min atzera, therefore a new bracha. Whereas lulav, d'rabbanan, sagilei b'chad yoyma. And when it comes to lulav, you only have, only the first day is daraisa. The rest of them are d'rabbanan. Therefore, he says you make a bracha only the first day. Now, a third opinion within Rabbi Yechanan, he also Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, echad zeh ve'echad zeh shiva. When Ravin came from Bavel, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that both of them, you have to make a bracha for all 7 days. Which Tosfos points out that actually, even that, now that ends up being the halacha, of course, as we know, and as we're going to explain. But actually, even with that, there is still a distinction. Lulav, you only make a bracha on once a day. Sukkah, you may make the bracha, leisha basukkah, multiple times a day. So Tosfos says actually, any time you go in there, then you would have to make a bracha on each one. So actually, in Shulchan Aruch, it explains to a little detail in that. We're not talking about if you just go out. Technically, what it is like this. In Shulchan Aruch, it mentions that technically, every time you go, even just to sit in the sukkah, you should be making the bracha lo yishuv basukkah. L'maisa, the accepted halacha is, we don't do it, we only do lo yishuv basukkah for eating. And then in Chabad, we also do it for Abdullah, even though that's only drinking. But other than that, we do it only for eating. So in principle, then, according to the opinions that you should be saying it every time you go into the sukkah, then any time you could be going in 10 times a day, and each time you're going out, figuring I'm going to spend a considerable amount of time outside the sukkah, and then you would make a bracha again. Even for us, though, who don't follow that, still you have the same idea. You might have, for example, for example, let's say on the end of the first days of Sukkot, so I'm there on Matzah Shabbos doing Sukkot, you're going to be making Leisha Basukkah at least twice, because once for Kiddush by day and once for Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos or Yom Tov. But also, if during the middle of the day you decide, if you go in Shabbos afternoon and eat Shalosh Chodesh, you're also going to say Leisha Basukah if your Shalosh Chodesh consists of Mezonos or Hamotzi. So, whereas Lulav, you would never have that. You're never going to make the bracha on the Lulav more than once a day. Okay. So, who is the halacha like? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit de Rabba Bachana B'yarcha. You can hold on to what Rabba Bachana is saying, at least as far as the part that Sukkah Shiva. Maybe not as far as the part that Lulav Yom Echad. But at least as far as that, that Sukkah, you make the bracha on each of the 7 days, the Kula Amaroi Kaima Kavaste the Sukkah. Because after all, you have both he and Robin agree that Rabbi Yochanan said you make the bracha for 7 days on the Sukkah. So therefore, in other words, we can understand that. So therefore, Rashi says we can understand. Therefore, that is really Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So fine, Rabbi Baba Chana and Robin are arguing what Rabbi Yochanan holds as far as lulav, but they both agree that he holds 7 days by sukkah, that you make the bracha each of the 7 days individually on the sukkah. And we know when there's machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef says that means the halacha must be not like Shmuel, you make the bracha on the sukkah only for the 1 day, but rather that you make it each of the 7 days. Okay. So the verse is Nesi. I have a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. A brisa says, ha'oisa lulav la'atzmai, when a person makes a lulav for himself, in other words, binds his own lulav on Erev Yomtiv, oimer baruch shech yonu v'kimonu v'giyonu v'zman hazeh, then he says the baruch shech yonu at that point. Now, we don't actually do that. What we do is that we instead make the bracha on the first time we do the mitzvah. The reason for that is, so there's a different, our Gemara is bringing this brisa and saying that when a person makes the lulav, then right then he says shechianu. But there's a different Gemara in Menachos that gives a different rule that says when you have a mitzvah where the making of it, the preparing of it is not the ultimate mitzvah, but rather only a prerequisite for the mitzvah, then instead you make the bracha when you actually do the mitzvah. And an example of that is lulav. The next example is sukkah as well. The mitzvah is you're supposed to bind your lulav, okay, even according to the chachamim, that it's not required, it's still a hiddur mitzvah, but you're not really fulfilling, that's only a prerequisite for fulfilling the mitzvah by picking it up on the first day Yom Tov. So therefore, that's when you would say the birkas ha-mitzvahs, and that's also then the minhag developed to also say shech yonu at that point as well. So, not lo lotis boy, when he picks up the lulav to be yotze with it, omer baruch ha-shech kodesh ha-mitzvahs, it's fun, al natilas lulav. And afa pisha berach olav yomrishin chozer mevarach kol shiva, and even though he made the bracha on it the first day, he continues to make the bracha throughout the 7 days. So that contradicts what Ravin says. Rav Yechanan says that you make the bracha on the what Rabbi Baba Chana rather says in the name of Rav Yechanan, that you say the bracha on it only for the 1 day. So that's why we're bringing in this brisa to ask on Rav Yechanan. Similarly, ha'osa sukkah la'atma, if a person makes a sukkah for himself, and davka for himself, that is, Rashi and Tosfos both stress, omer baruch shech yonu v'kimonu chulu, then he says shech yonu at that point. The point is that nichnas leishiva, and when he goes to stidnit, omer asher kudushanam and tzvetzipan leishiva sukkah, and the kibbutz shabirach yon mershin shuvayna mevarach, and once he makes the bracha the first day, he doesn't make it any of the other days. So Tosfos brings the reason why we're stressing in the case of the sukkah that he made it for himself is because otherwise, if he made it for somebody else, he should have to make a bracha lasa sukkah rather than leisha basukkah. And our Gemara, our Braisa, doesn't hold of such a thing. So in any case, the point is the Braisa is saying that the sukkah you make the bracha on only the one time, and the lulav you make the bracha on each of the 7 days. Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah asukkah. So it contradicts Rav Yochanan as far as lulav, according to Rabbi Baba Chana's version, and it contradicts him on sukkah according to both versions. So the Gemara says Bishlema lulav al lulav like kasha. Okay, so we can answer that there's no kasha about the lulav because you could say kan bizman she bismitash kayim, kan bizman she bismitash kayim, because you could distinguish between when the bismitash was standing, where then outside Eretz Yisrael or outside Yerushalayim, really outside the bismitash, you're taking the lulav only for 1 day because you didn't yet have the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So then the Braisa is saying that you make the bracha only on the one. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would be saying that you take that you make the bracha only on the one day, and the braisa would be talking about when the Beis Mikdash is standing, so then you're taking it in the Beis Mikdash for 7 days. So in other words, you could say that, so the braisa versus Rabbi Yochanan are talking about different cases. Of course, you know, another answer is also the Gemara could have equally well said that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about even when the Beis Mikdash is standing outside the Beis Mikdash. The braisa is talking in the Beis Mikdash. Same thing, in other words. So you could say that you could infer it that way. El sukkah, sukkah kasha, but you do have a contradiction between sukkah, because sukkah is daraisa in both cases, both when the Beis Mikdash is standing and when not, and yet we're saying that, and yet the braisa is saying you only make the bracha the one day, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying you make the bracha all 7 days. So before we get to the answer, by the way, as a side point, since we mentioned about saying Shech Yanu, when you bind the lulav or when you make the sukkah, which okay, you know, the Rishonim say that instead what we should do is later on, actually the Gemara mentions on the Amud that we say all the brachas during Kiddush, and we call that, and with that also the Minag developed that we say Shech Yonu always when we do the actual mitzvah, where we just combine the brachas together at that time, rather than saying the Shech Yonu beforehand when we're making the lulav, when we're making the sukkah, or when we're binding the lulav. There is actually one nafkamina of it, which is it's an interesting thing when you think about it. When it comes to Kiddush, we say Shech Yonu both nights of sukkahs, but when it comes to the lulav, we don't say Shech Yonu the second day. Now, Taka, why not? Given that in both cases you're only doing it the second day because of Sfeika, in both cases of Sfeika de Yoma. So one answer is, in fact, that the fact that you don't say Shech Yonu the second day is because even if today is not Yom Tov, even if today is Yom Tov, and let's say officially Elul was 30 days and yesterday was not really Yom Tov, that's fine. All Gemara is saying that when you're binding the lulav, you could already say the Shech Yonu, so therefore you yotze the Shech Yonu that way. Whereas when it comes to Kiddush, it's more you're saying Shech Yonu for the Yom Tov itself, so they're independent of the fact that you say it for the Sukkah, and therefore you have to be saying it during Kiddush itself for the Yom Tov, because tonight might really be the first night of Yom Tov. There is actually a little bit in that connection. There's the question about what order you do the brachas in. Our minhag is, first of all, this that we do Leisha Basukah after Kiddush is not a universal minhag anyhow. The Velt actually does Leisha Basukah only after Hamotzi. But we who do it during Kiddush, you have different possibilities whether you should do Leisha Basukah first or Shech Yonu first. So what we do is on the first night, we say the Shech Yonu first, and then we say Leisha Basukah to like include everything that we've done so far. That way the Leisha Basukah covers everything that we've done so far, including the entire Kiddush. Whereas the second night, we put Shech Yonu last because, then again, we're really only saying Shech Yonu because of Sfeika de Yoma. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So again, Rabbi Yochanan has told us that you only, according to both versions, that you say the bracha on the sukkah each of the 7 days, but the braisa is telling us that you only say it for the one day. So the answer is tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan is entitled to pick a side then. The Tanya, we learn in a braisa, tefillin kolz man shemanichan mevorech aleihen divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that whenever you put on tefillin, you make the bracha on it, meaning even if you put them on multiple times a day, so therefore sukkah would be the same thing. It's the same way as you have a chiyuv of tefillin the whole day. You have a chiyuv of sukkah for the whole 24 hours, fine. Nevertheless, Rebbe is saying that if you take off the tefillin for a substantial amount of time and you put them back on, then you're going to make a bracha. So therefore, by the same token, with the sukkah, even every day when you're going in and eating something, then it still occasions a new bracha. Whereas the Chacham say you only make a bracha on the tefillin one time a day in the morning, and then and even if you take them off and put them on, you don't make another bracha. So by the same token, by the sukkah, you would only say it the one time at the beginning of sukkahs, and with that you yotze the rest of sukkahs. So Rabbi Yochanan is following the Chachamim, whereas the braisa that we just quoted follows Rebbe. So no contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, as far as Shech Yonu, then I forgot to mention, so Tosfos gets into an interesting side discussion over here. Why is it some mitzvahs we say Shech Yonu and some not? We're saying over here that Sukkah and Lulav you say Shech Yonu. On the other hand, when you make tzitzis or tefillin, you don't have a particular takana to say Shech Yonu. And in fact, even our minhag that we even the universal minhag that we don't say the bracha when we make these things, there's no particular minhag to say Shehiyanu when you first put on a pair of tzitzis or when you first put on tefillin. There are some people like to have a new fruit or something, and that way they can say Shehiyanu on that. But there's no particular inyan to say there's no particular thing that you say Shehiyanu on the putting on of the tefillin themselves. For that matter, Tosfos goes on, you say Shehiyanu on a Pidyon HaBen, but you don't say it on a Bris. You say it on reading the Megillah, but you don't say it on saying Hallel. So what's the distinction? So Tosfos says the distinction is, when do you say Shehiyanu? When you have a mitzvah that involves Simcha. So therefore, in Sukkah and Lulav involve Simcha, Tzitzis and Tefillin don't involve such a degree of Simcha. The same thing with Pidyon HaBen, now, how would that fit with Mila? In fact, there are people who have the minhag. I think Sfaradim have the minhag to say Shehiyanu by a Mila. Minhag Ashkenaz is not to. Actually, the reason that it's brought, and why not, is because after all, there is, even though there's tremendous simcha by a bris, there's also a degree of tzar that the baby is suffering, and therefore we don't say Shehiyanu because of that. Tosfos then brings from Reb Shura Goin that the difference is you only make Shehiyanu on something that comes from that has a defined period that comes certain times during the year. But then the question really, Pidyon HaBen doesn't. Pidyon HaBen could happen any time during the year. So the Ran answers that, and he says what it means is anything which there has to be a certain defined time before you do it. So Sukkah and Lulav are only a certain time of the year. Pidyon HaBen is not a certain time of the year, but you have to wait 30 days after the baby was born. Therefore, that warrants the Shehiyanu. Whereas, so again, that doesn't explain Mila, but again, by Mila you could say it's because of the Tzar, but Tefillin and then Tzitzis, you could be doing those anytime during the year. So those are a couple of explanations that the Rishonim give why some mitzvahs we say Shehiyanu and some we don't. All right, getting back to the Gemara. So we have a machloikus about Tefillin.
One question. Don't you have to say Shehiyanu when you put a new garment, and then there's no simcha, and there's no time?
Well, there is simcha. There is simcha with a significant new garment. Actually, that's what Tosfos asks on Reb Shura Goin. That's not time bound. You can buy a new garment any time during the year. That's what leads so we still do have to say that there has to be some simcha involved. But as far as the matter of it not being time, as far as the matter of being time bound, that the Ran explains that, for example, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it's bound in the sense that you have to wait 30 days after the baby was born. But you're right. Even according to him, there would still need to be some degree of simcha, and that's why you would make a bracha on new clothes. Actually, Tosfos says, Reb Shura Goin says, you wouldn't in fact say a bracha on new clothes. Lamaisa, of course, we only make a Shehiyanu on really significant new clothes, like a new suit or something, and yeah, there is simcha involved over there.
Even though there's no time specifically
even
to do it.
There's no time. So right, so according to Tosfos' own preferred explanation, it strictly depends on whether there's simcha. And according to Reb Shura Goin, and according to the Ran, generally there has to be a certain time-bound aspect of it also, but maybe that only applies to mitzvahs, not to things that are not, not to things like that, which are not mitzvahs.
So are you saying Sfaradim don't say Shehiyanu on garments if they hold by...
Who said that?
Well, they should, because they don't hold by Tosfos.
First of all, sometimes they do. Sometimes the Beis Yosef paskens like Tosfos. I don't know actually what Sfaradim do as far as new clothes. I'm fairly certain they say Shehiyanu on them, just as Ashkenazim do, but I don't know. It's not a hard and fast rule that Sfaradim don't follow Tosfos. Sometimes, many times that's true, but it's not an absolute rule. And in any case, here we also have the Ran commenting on it and others, so, yeah. All right. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So anyway, the point is that when it comes to tefillin, you have machlokes of Rebbe and the Chachamim, how many times a day you say the bracha on them, if you take them on and if you take them off and put them back on later. And therefore, the same thing can be applied to sukkah, that Rebbe would say that the sukkah you make a bracha on each time you go in to eat, and therefore it comes out that you're saying the bracha many times during the 7 days, and the Chachamim would be saying that not. So who is the halacha like between them? Itmar, Abaya Omar halacha to Rebbe. So Abaya says the halacha is like Rebbe, that you say the bracha over and over again. Rava says the halacha is like Rabbanan. However, Omer Rav Mori brought the Bas Shmuel, but Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said, this Rav Mori, we've talked about him before, I think, So Rashi, in a number of places, explains that his mother, Shmuel's daughter, had been captured by Goyim and raped. And then later on, her captor, a guy named Iser, actually became a ger and married her. By the time Reb Mori was born, he was already a ger. But nevertheless, Reb Mori is not considered his son, Mahalacha, because he was conceived when the father was a goy, and therefore he's always called the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Tosfos in one or two places disagrees with that and says not necessarily that it's true that it says that one of Shmuel's daughters was captured, but that might have been that she wasn't necessarily also because of that. She wasn't necessarily raped. And so they say what it is because his grandfather was Shmuel. So therefore the Gemara wants to give him yichus to the great Talmud Chacham Shmuel rather than to his father, who maybe was not such a distinguished person. Anyway, so the Mori says, Chazitna leila Rabba, delay Abba Kishmaite. So I saw Rabba, even though he held that the halacha is like a chachamim, that you only make the bracha on tefillin once a day, he didn't actually do that in practice. In other words, he must have changed his mind and held that the halacha is like Rabbi. We would do it like this. Elamakim v'koi v'oil v'esakise. He would go beforehand, before he puts on tefillin for the day, he would go to the bathroom. The nafik u'moshi yodei. Then he would go and wash his hands, come out and wash his hands. U'manach tefillin. Then he puts on tefillin. U'mavarech. He put on tefillin and make the bracha. And of course, he's keeping on the tefillin all day, like they used to in those days. V'chi itrich zimna achrina. If during the day he had to go to the bathroom again, then again, ayla besakiste. The nafik u'moshi yodei. He'd go in, he'd come out, wash his hands. U'manach tefillin u'mavarech. And he'd put on his tefillin and make another bracha. So therefore, that's like Rebbe, not like the Chachamim. So you see that even though Rava held the halacha is like the Chachamim, in practice he acted like Rebbe. So therefore, the Gemara says, "V'anan nami ki Rebbe Abdinan." So we also follow Rebbe in that. Umevarchin kol shiva. So as far as sukkah, that means we do make the bracha all 7 days. And the lulav also we make all 7 days, which as the Gemara is going to explain, because even though it's dirabanan, we still make a bracha on it like other mitzvahs dirabanan. And the same thing with tefillin. Then, if you take off the tefillin to go to the bathroom, then when you put them back on, you make a new bracha because in the bathroom you weren't allowed to wear them, so it's considered a hefsek. There is a discussion among the poskim, what happens if you take them off not for the purpose of going to the bathroom, but for some other purpose, and then you put them on. How long a hefsek does there have to be before you make a bracha on them again? There's different opinions about it between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Alter Rebbe gives the Psak on that, if I remember correctly, 2 or 3 hours. There's a sicha someplace or a letter where the Rebbe talks about why it is that there's a different shiur for tefillin versus for tzitzis. No, with tefillin it's a shorter amount of time, I think. I don't remember what it is. And the gist of it is that tzitzis, you wear the whole day, therefore the hefsek needs to be longer, whereas tefillin, we only wear them for shachris, so therefore even a shorter hefsek makes a difference. Okay. In any case, the halacha is like that you do make a bracha on the tefillin again after a break, and the same way you make a bracha on the sukkah again after a break. Amma mazutra, so in this connection about brachas on tefillin, amma mazutra, chazina leila rapapi, I saw a papi, dechol emas de manach tefillin mevarech, that also whenever he put on the tefillin, even if he put them on several times a day, he'd make a bracha. Now, by the way, of course, we have to remember, this is all talking about Rashi's tefillin. You have the machlokas Rashi in Rebbeinu Tam about the order of the parashiyos, but the majority of the poskim, paskim, like Rashi, and therefore we don't say a bracha on the Rebbeinu Tam, because that could be a bracha levatola. When we put on the Rebbeinu Tam, in fact, we have to have in mind that the bracha on Rashi covered them as well, which is why we should put on the Rebbeinu Tam as soon as possible after the Rashi. But when we talk about putting on tefillin multiple times a day, we're talking about all the same kind of pair. We're talking about taking off Rashi's and then putting on them on again after a break. Anyway, continues the Gemara. Rabbanan devei Rav Ashi kol emas demash meshibahu mevorchi. The chachamim of the yeshiva of Rav Ashi would make a bracha whenever they touch their tefillin. So they touch their tefillin because a person has to touch them in order to remember them, so he doesn't have hesach hadas. So therefore, they held that you should make a bracha every time. Tosfos doesn't, it says, we're not sure what bracha they would make at that point. Would they make a bracha laniach tefillin, or would they make a bracha that it mentions in the Yerushalmi, lishmer chukav, that the bracha that it used to be that you said when you took off tefillin. The Rosh and a couple of other Rishonim bring that maybe what it is we're not just talking about when they're touching the tefillin in order to not be distracted from them, but rather we're talking about if they slipped out of place and they're putting them back in position, then they would make another bracha. Okay. Getting back to getting back to the dinim of lulav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. The mitzvah of lulav, for, as far as the bracha, is for all 7 days, like we said at the beginning of the sugya, where Shmuel had said lulav shiva. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi Omar, Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi says only on the first day is there the mitzvah of lulav, and you make a bracha on it. Mikan ve'elach, after that, mitzvah skedim. It's only a mitzvah of the skedim of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and therefore we don't make a bracha on it. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, ko yom a mitzvah skedim. Rabbi Yitzchak is a third opinion on the face of it, where he says that every day is a mitzvah of the skedim. So you wouldn't make a bracha. What do you mean? After the Yom Rishon? What do you mean? Even the first day, Lulav and Esrog is Dirabanan. V'hakayim alon, the Yom Rishon Daraisa. We know for a fact that the first day is Daraisa. V'hakayim lachem by Yom Rishon. The answer is, you're right. Eim abar mi Yom Rishon. You're right. Rabbi Yitzchak means to say, when he says, kol yoma, when he says, not v'afdilu Yom Rishon, that wasn't what Rabbi Yitzchak had said. He had said all the days, and somebody misunderstood him to mean that it means all 7 days. But really, he meant everything except the first day. So the question is, Yehochi, how do you do Rabbi Shurban Levi? Well, then that's the same thing as Rabbi Shurban Levi saying, where's the Machlokas? The answer is, you're right. Aim of a chain Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. You have to say, right, not Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, which implies that he's arguing, but rather a chain Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that he agrees with what Rabbi Shurban Levi said, that only the first day is Daraisa, the rest of them, given that they're Darabanan, it's only mitzvah skedim, therefore no brach. And the Gemara continues, Va'af Rav Sava Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Rav also agrees that throughout the 7 days you have the mitzvah of lulav, meaning even though it's only a takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, nevertheless you make the bracha throughout the 7 days. The Amar Abchir Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, so we have not only Rav, but now sorry, now on the Shmuel saying that, but also Rav, the Amar Abchir Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shulchanuk Tzarich Levarich, because the Abchir Bar Ashi tells us in the name of Rav that if you make, that when you light the menorah on Chanukah, then you have to make a bracha, and Rabbi Yumiya Amar Haroya Ner Shulchanuk Tzarich Levarich. Rabbi Yumiya says, not only when you're lighting the menorah, but also when you see the menorah. Now, what does that mean? Most of the pretty much all the Rishonim understand, and this is the halacha, it doesn't just mean that you see it, and then later on you're going to be lighting menorah on your own. So, Rashi actually says maybe not like that. Rashi says we're talking about you didn't yet light in your house. You're walking in Rosh Hashanah Adam, you see a menorah in front of somebody's house. So therefore, so you make a bracha on that one. So according to Rashi, it would come out, in other words, that you say in the bracha the first time you see a menorah lit that evening, even if you yourself are going to be lighting later on. Tosfos discusses then in that case, why don't we do that by other mitzvahs? And the answer is because of the ness, we want to show our love for the ness, and therefore we want to make a bracha the first moment we see it. And also Tosfos says, because the fact is you have some people that are homeless and they're not going to be able to light at home. So therefore, according to that, the Chachamim made a takana that you should make a bracha the first time you see it. Anyway, most other Rishonim disagree with that. They say that you only make the bracha on seeing it only if you're not going to be lighting that evening for whatever reason. Whether, like Tosfos says, because you don't have a house or because you're traveling and you can't light while you're traveling or whatever it is. So, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You make the bracha on Roya only if you're not going to be lighting yourself. Anyway, my Mevarech, what brachas do you make when you light the menorah? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarech Shalosh, Haroya Mevarech Shtayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, on the first day of Chanukah, the one who lights the menorah says three brachas. Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah, She'asen Nisim, and Shechiyanu. V'haroya Mevarech Shtayim. Somebody who sees it doesn't make the bracha Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah, of course, because he's not lighting the menorah, but he makes the other two brachas, She'asen Nisim, and Shechiyanu. Mikan ve'elach, the rest of the night, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, Veroya Mevarech Achas. The rest of the night, somebody who lights the menorah says two brachas, and the one who sees it says only one bracha. The point is, in other words, that Rav is saying that you make a bracha individually each night, that you make a bracha, Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah, each night, which shows that he holds. Now, Chanukah, of course, is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and yet you make a bracha on it the first night and all the other nights. So you see that Rav agrees that even when you only have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you still make a bracha on it. Not like Rabbi Shurban Levi is saying that you only make the bracha and Rabbi Yitzchak, not like they're saying that you only make the bracha on the first, when it comes to lulav, on the first day because it's d'araisa. So umay mevarich, what's the actual bracha that you say? The first bracha is baruch asher kedushanu mitzvayis v'tzvanu lahadlik ner shel chanukah. So the question is, V'heichan tzivanu, where did Hashem command us to light the menorah? It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the answer is, mivloi sasur, because the pasuk says, don't turn away from anything that the Chachamim tell you to do. So therefore, so in other words, when you're doing Ner Chanukah, so the Rambam explains, when you're saying Asher Kedushanim Mitzvot of Tivanu Lahadik Ner Chanukah, and the same thing with other mitzvot Rabbanon, in effect, what you're saying is that Hashem made us holy with His mitzvot. He commanded us to listen to the Chachamim who told us to light the lamp of Chanukah, and so forth with the other mitzvot Rabbanon. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok Amar Shalom Bichav Yagetch. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok says you have a different pasuk for that. In Hazinu, it says, listen to, it says, ask your father, meaning the Talmud Chachamim of the generation, and they will tell you what to do. So you see, in other words, that, you make a bracha on a din d'rabbanan. In fact, when the Rambam lists the 613 mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he explains in the Shorshim that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, even though we say Asher Kedushanim Mitzvahs of the Tivanu on it, that's one of the issues that the Ramban disagrees very strongly with the Rambam on, and says that in fact at least some of those mitzvahs d'rabbanan can be counted among the 613. So the Rambam says, after all, I mean, you can't say 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Har Sinai if some of them are drabbanon and came about only later, but the Ramban argues that nevertheless some of them can be considered among the 613. So the Gemara says, what do we leave out on the following nights of Hanukkah? Zman. So we leave out the Baruch HaShechiyonu, because it's not a new mitzvah anymore. Eimim Mamayat Nests. Why? Maybe we should take out the Bracha Sha'asa Nisim. And the answer is no. Nest Kol Yom Yisei. The nest was there every day, so therefore you have to continue saying Sha'asa Nisim every day. And the Maharshal takes this out, which is why it's in parenthesis, maybe because it's not really Negea over here. The main sugya about Neiris Chanukah and the Brachas on them is in the Sechta Shabbos. Here we're focusing more on the Bracha throughout the 7 days. So we see that because Rav said by Neiris Chanukah that you make a bracha each day individually, therefore we can derive from that he would say the same thing by Sukkah, that you make a bracha each day individually. On the other hand, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Machmir La Behedya. Rav Nachman Yitzchok learned that explicitly. He learned an explicit statement of Rav that you say the bracha, not on Sukkah, on Lulav rather, that you make a bracha individually each day, even though Lulav the rest of the day is only the Rabbanan. So unlike the first version of the Gemara, where we had to derive that from Neiris Chanukah, Rav Nachman Yitzchok learns explicitly that Rav said it about Lulav. Omer Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav, that throughout the 7 days is a mitzvah of Lulav, and therefore, in other words, a mitzvah worthy of saying Asher Kedushanim Mitzvah Yisrael Tzivanu. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oisa Sukkah La'atzma, if a person makes a sukkah for himself, as we said at the top of the Amud, Omer Baruch Shechiyonu Chulu, he says Shechiyonu. Nichnas Leishiva, when he goes to sit in it, Omer Baruch Asher Kedushanu Chulu, Ha'oisa Asuya Va'emedes, what if the sukkah is already made? So then he might miss the opportunity to make Shechiyonu. Im yochol l'chadash b'davar mevarech, if he's able to make something new in it, so he puts new schach someplace, or he puts something new for the walls or whatever, then mevarech, then he can make the bracha Shechiyonu at that point. Im lav l'chshikonis leishib b'mevarech shayim, and if not, then he just makes both brachas when he goes to sit in it. So Rav Ashi says, I saw Rav Kahana, and he says all the brachas on the cup of Kiddush. He says both Leishav Asuka and Shechiyonu over the cup of Kiddush. So the Maisa, like I said, you know, our minhag is that. The minhag of many people in the Velt is that actually Leishav Basurka, they say after Hamotzi. But in any case, the point is, we don't say Shechiyonu beforehand. When we're building the Sukkah, we say it only the first time that we're actually going to sit in the Sukkah and eat there. Okay. More about brachas and mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan, hoi lefanav mitzvahs harveh. If a person has in front of him a lot of mitzvahs to do, so Rashi gives an example. Let's say he needs to take lulav, sit in the sukkah, put on tefillin, and put on tzitzis. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings an interesting point. He says, from this Rashi, you see that you're supposed to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, because when else would you have a time when you have to put on tefillin as well as sit in the sukkah and take lulav at the same time? On the other hand, the Aruch HaNer says not necessarily. Maybe Rashi is giving two pairs of examples. One involving sukkahs, because we're talking in a sugya about sukkahs, so therefore, and then you have, let's say you have at the same time, you have the lulav in front of you and the sukkah to sit in. And a different time during the rest of the year, you have tefillin and tzitzis to put on. So what do you do as far as the brachas? So he says, you say one generic bracha to cover all of them that Hashem commanded us about the mitzvahs. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you make a bracha individually on each one. You don't bundle together the brachas, you make a separate bracha individually for each mitzvah. The Amr of Zera, the Tamer of Chanin of Papa, so Rav Zera, or some say of Chanin of Papa, not only said that what the halacha is, but he explained the reason. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? Dichtiv, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. The Pasuk says, blessed is Hashem every day. So why the word Yoim? Do we only bless Hashem by day, not by night? Of course not. It means every day, give Hashem an appropriate bracha for that day. So on Shabbos, you daven Shabbos davening. On weekdays, you daven a weekday davening, etc. So Hochanami, the same thing. The same thing for every individual thing, you give Hashem the appropriate bracha. So don't just bundle together and say, Allah mitzvahs, but thank Hashem individually for each mitzvah. An interesting point that I think the Ritva brings up is, in brachas, Rabbi Yehuda also holds, when it comes to food, that you have to have more specific brachas. So he says, like this, we say, Berta Kri Ha'adama, on anything that grows from the ground, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to distinguish between Berta Kri Ha'adama, for fruits that grow from the ground, like cucumbers and tomatoes, versus Berta Mina Deshoyim, for other plants that grow from the ground, like lettuce, for example. Now, the halacha, and same idea, because he says you have to make more specific brachas. So over there, the halacha is not like him, whereas over here, the halacha is like him, that you have to have more specific brachas for mitzvahs. An interesting point that we don't say you have to be so specific as far as food, and the reason is, because after all, pre-hagama does essentially cover everything that grows from the ground, whereas over here, we do want to thank Hashem individually for the major categories of mitzvahs. Okay. Since we mentioned something that Rav Zera or some say Rav Chanina bar Papa said, so the Gemara brings another thing from the same Amidoyim. We also had, in fact, in that Gemara in Brachas, where it talks about Rabbi Huda's opinion about Bo'imina Deshoyim, the Gemara also brings the same next piece back to back with that for the same reason. So for Omer Rav Zera, Vitamin of Chanina bar Papa, Bo'ir E, Shalot, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. Come see, the way Hashem does things is not like the way human beings do things. Midas Basav Adam, Kli Reikon Machzik, Kli Mole and Machzik. When it comes to Midas Basav Adam, if you have an empty keli, you'll be able to put something inside it. But if it's full, you won't be able to. It's full already. You can't put anything else in. Avol Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the other way around. Mole Machzik, Reikon and Machzik. When it's full, then you're able to put more into it. Reikon and Machzik. But if it's empty, then you're not going to be able to. As the Pasuk says, in this week's parasha actually, if Shamoya Tishma, if listen, you will listen, meaning if Shamoya Tishma, if you're used to listening to Torah, then Tishma, you'll be able to hear and learn more Torah and increase in the future. V'im lav, but if not, if you haven't previously, especially Rashi says, in your childhood, gotten used to listening to learning Torah, lois Tishma, then you're not going to hear as well, you're not going to be able to learn Torah as well. So we see, in other words, that in Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to be a full keli in order to actually be machzik, in order to receive more elikus. Another explanation of Shamaya Tishma means if you hear what you the old things that you previously learned, meaning you review them, then Tishma B'chadash, then you'll be able to use that. You'll become wiser and be able to understand from that new things, because you'll be able to derive new things in Torah from the old things that you previously learned and you remembered. On the other hand, as the Pasuk says later on in Parshas Nitzavim, v'im yifne levavcha, if your heart turns away, shuv lo, and you give up on reviewing what you learned previously, shuv lo sishma, then you're going to have a much harder time, then you're not going to hear, you're not going to understand Torah as well, because that's how the Pasuk goes. V'im yifne levavcha, v'lo sishma, in other words, it's not just an expression, if your heart turns away and you don't listen, it's actually a consequence. If your heart turns away, then you're not going to listen, you're going to have a much harder time absorbing Torah. Okay. I mean, we're saying, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molei Machzik, Reikon and Machzik. So to a certain extent, though, on the other hand, there is an idea that to be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also, to a certain extent, have to be reikon, in the sense that you have to empty yourself out of your gashmias dikatitis. So that's what we're saying, that in midas boss of a drum, mole maxit. So that means that we, as a boss of a drum, you need to empty, it says brought in a number of places in chiddus, you need to empty yourself out of your tivus of gashmias, and then you'll be a fit kli for receiving ruchnias. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, miyad to nokus chula, we said that right away, we said there's two meanings of miyad, we learned yesterday. One is miyad, you have to know for strength and assessor again. Right from the hands of the children, the adults would pull away the lulavim, the oichlam esrogeim, and they would eat the esrogeim. That was one explanation. And Rashi over here mentions, as we said yesterday, that he prefers that explanation because you have the story in the Medrash about a chosid echad who ran out of money, and then on Hashanah Rabbah, he did just that. He grabbed away a esrogim from the children, and then he ended up going to a different country and selling the esrogim for a huge amount of money because the king there needed it for medical purposes. But anyway, Tosfos previously on the Mishnah learned differently, and they say that rather miyad means immediately, had to notice Trempton, as again, the children would drop their esrogim, would drop the lulavim, Trempton, as lulavim, but Oichlan, esrogehen, and they themselves, the children, would eat their own esrogim. In any case, the point is that we're saying that the esrogim of the children can be eaten on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hashanah Rabbah. So let's discuss that. Amar Rav Yochanan, esrog vashvi also vashmini mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says the esrog is also to eat on the seventh day of Sukkot because it's still reserved for the mitzvah, whereas on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, it would be mutter because the eighth day already, you're not taking hold of an esrog anymore, so therefore it's not reserved for the mitzvah anymore. But Resh Lakish on the esrog after the Shvi'i Nami mutter. Resh Lakish says even on the seventh day, once you're done the mitzvah, then already it becomes mutter. The Ma'akam Mitzvah, so what's the underlying Machlokas of Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish? Mar Sovel Mitzvah is Katsoi, or Mar Sovel Kula Yoyim is Katsoi. Resh Lakish holds that the Esrog is only reserved for the Mitzvah. So once you've done the Mitzvah the last time for that Yom Tov, then that's it. It's no longer Mukta, therefore you're allowed to eat it. Whereas Rabbi Yechon holds, Kula Yoyim is Katsoi, it's Mukta set aside for the entire day. And therefore, even though you were yotze the mitzvah earlier in the day, it still remains also to eat that entire day. So the Gemara says, "Esved Resh Lakish Lo Yechon Miyad Tinokas Shemtin Et Lovein VeOchlan Esrogein." What about Om Mishnah? Says that the esrogim of the children are eaten. So again, according to Rashi's version, it means that the adults eat the esrogim of the children. And Rashi on the Mishnah explains that it was done as an expression of simcha. So therefore, nobody minded; it wasn't considered gezel. According to Tosfos' explanation, means that the children themselves would eat the esrogim. Either way, we're saying that they ate them on the seventh day. Now we're saying the children, my love, who had been legerim. On the face of it, that means not only the children, but also the adults. Maybe we're mentioning the children because they used to regularly do that. Or because, especially according to Rashi's explanation, that we're talking about that the adults would grab it away from the children, so there was more likely they'd grab it away from the children rather than from other adults. So on the face of it, though, in principle, the Mishnah might be saying that any esrogim are mutter to eat on the seventh day, even the adults. And that would be like Resh Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan. And the answer is no. Lo tinukas davka. No, Rabbi Yochanan will answer that no, it means davka the children, because their esrogim are not really used for a full-fledged mitzvah. They themselves are only chayiv in Dalad Minim because of chinuch, so therefore their esrogim are not really mukta for the mitzvah, per se, but the esrogim of the adults are. Iksadamri, another version of the discussion goes the other way around. Esved of Yochanan and Resh Lakish, that it was the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan asked Resh Lakish. The Mishnah says, Miyada Tinokas Trempin et Lovein, Ba'ochon et Sergehen, implying Tinokas Ein Gdolim Loi. So if I care, it sounds like the Mishnah is only saying Tinokas, not the Gdolim, and that would be according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, the ones for the children are not for a mitzvah gemurah, so therefore they're mutter, but the ones that for the adults were for a mitzvah gemurah, and therefore they can't be eaten that day. So that would contradict Resh Lakish. And Resh Lakish answers, no, who are deemed after the Gdolim? The answer is, who are deemed after the Gdolim? No, it could mean even the esrogim of the adults. By the Katani Tinokas, Ochadimilsa Katani, it mentions the children, because that was the usual way. Because adults usually are not going to grab a esrogim away from other adults, only from children. But But in fact, maybe the Mishnah would be implying that all of them are mutter, even the ones of the adults, which would be like Rish Lakish. So we can't prove one way or the other from the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan or like Rish Lakish. Now, we learned earlier in the Masechta that the Sukkah is also for the entire 7 days, and even on Shmini Atzeres. So Amalei Rapapal Abaya, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Esrog. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is there a difference between the Sukkah and the Esrog, where the Sukkah is going to be Osir, where the Sukkah is Osir, meaning, and Tosfos says, that means even if the Sukkah falls down on Yom Tov itself, on Shmini Atzeres, obviously you can't take down the Sukkah, because that would be Sosir. But even, let's say, previously fell down during Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, the wood of it still remains also to use, and also we talked about in the first part, the decorations are also to use throughout the 8 days, unless you made a Tanai on them. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would we say that the Sukkah is also for all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, whereas by the Esrog not? The Esrog, he's saying, is only also the seventh day, but becomes mutter on the eighth day. Amalei, so he answered him, the difference is Sukkah dechazil bein hashmashes, because the Sukkah is still usable bein hashmashes of the end of Hashanah Rabbah. The East Ramilei Sudasa, because after all, at that point, it's a suffix whether it's the seventh or the eighth day, because bein hashmashes is always a suffix. So therefore, if you had to eat a meal, boi mesa b'gavo mechaba, you would still have to sit in the sukkah and you'd still have to eat in there because of the suffix. Therefore, it's katsoy the bein hashmashes. Therefore, it's still reserved for the mitzvah bein hashmashes. Umigod is katsoy the bein hashmashes. It's katsoy the kol yoma. We have a general rule with muktzah that when something is also bein hashmashes, it remains also for the entire day. So therefore, it remains also for the entire day of the eighth day because it was still also Ben Ashmoshes going into the eighth day because that Ben Ashmoshes might still be part of the seventh day. So therefore, the Sukkah is also on the eighth day. On the other hand, Esrog, the Lechazi, the Ben Ashmoshes, on the other hand, Esrog is the Esrog is not suitable to use Bein HaShemoshes because you only need it once a day and you were Yotza already with it in the morning. Okay, it could happen that you weren't Yotza with it in the morning and you're first going to take it Bein HaShemoshes, but that's a very rare case. We don't have to make a takana because of that. So therefore, loy is katsoy le Bein HaShemoshes. So when it comes Bein HaShemoshes following Hashanah Rabbah, it's not mukta at that point because there's no, in general, you're not going to be using it for the mitzvah at that point. Therefore, the law is katsoy, the kol yom d'shmini, so it doesn't become muktzah for the entire eighth day. So that would be the reason why Rabbi Yochanan would say the difference between the esrog and the sukkah. Now Tosfos points out, really, in fact, you could say that the esrog is muktzah bein hashmashes because again you have suffik yom, suffik laila. On the other hand, Tosfos says not really, because the difference is, again, we said that with the esrog, every day is a separate thing, as opposed to with the sukkah. We said it's a continuous thing throughout all the days. So therefore, and when it comes to the sukkah, in fact, we talk about in the first parak, Machlokes Rishonim, whether you have to make, whether it's enough to make the tanai, as far as the decorations, for example, on the first night, and that covers all of sukkahs, or whether you have to make the tanai each day individually for that day's bein hashmashes. So whereas with the esrog, each day is definitely separate, seeing as how you don't take esrog at night, and therefore, so even though it was mukta bein hashmashes going into Hashanah Rabbah, it's not mukta bein hashmashes going into Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Continues the Gemara with more opinions on the subject. The Levi Omer Esrog Afilu B'Shmini also. Now Levi says no. So far we had Rish Lakish was the most makel. He says even on Hashanah Rabbah, even on the seventh day, after you were Yotza the Lul of an Esrog for the last time, then you were allowed to eat the Esrog. Rabbi Yochanan said no, you have to wait until after Hashanah Rabbah, you can eat it on Shmini Atzeres. Levi is now being more machmir and saying Esrog Afilu B'Shmini also, it's also even on the eighth day. And the reason is, Tosfos says, because he makes a gzera, you shouldn't use the esrog at that point, because if you do, you might come to use the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and the sukkah we said you're not allowed to. Avod is Shmuel on the esrog, but Shvi also, but Shmini Mutter. Avod, the father of Shmuel, says, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's also on the seventh, but it's Mutter on the eighth. In the end, what happened was, come Avod is Shmuel, but Shit say the lady. Avor de Shmuel eventually changed his mind and agreed with Levi that it's also on the eighth day as well. Kom Rav Zeira, the Shif said, Avur d'Shmuel, and Rav Zeira ended up following the Shita of Avur d'Shmuel, and we know that. So Amr Rav Zeira, Esther k'nifsala also la'oichla kol shiva, even though the Esther became posel, you're not allowed to eat it throughout the 7 days because it was originally reserved for all 7 days. So, but it would be mutter on the eighth day, which agrees with what Avur d'Shmuel said originally. Okay, the actual halacha is like Rav Yechanan. So the esrog is mutter on the eighth day, and for us, b'nei chut ba'aretz, it's also on the eighth day, because Sukkot Shvi, because it might officially be the seventh day of Sukkot. We don't take lulav and esrog on it, because you don't want to be mezalzel in it, and show openly that we're treating it as if it was a day of Sukkot, where really it's a yom tov of its own, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, daf mem ches. But, nevertheless, the esrog is still mukta on the eighth day for that reason. But on the ninth day, on Simchas Torah, you're allowed to eat the esrog. On the other hand, when it comes to the sukkah, it remains, you're not allowed to use any of the decorations or the wood of it or whatever, even if it fell down, even on Shemini, even on Simchas Torah. Okay. Another din.
Regarding the sukkah, we say about Shemini Atzeres HaChagaz, it's a separate chag. Why do we eat in Sukkah even without a bracha?
We're going to talk about that tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We're going to have a long discussion about that tomorrow. So, more on this topic about the lulavim and asrogim of children. Amar Abzeira, loy likni inish hashayna liyanuka biyema tavakama. A person should not be machne, his hashayna, meaning his dalad minim, to a child on the first day of Yom Tov. My timer. The Yanukim, we've talked about this before, but now here's the place where the Gemara talks about it. My time, the Yanukim Niknakoi Aknuyele Machni. A child is able to be Koine, Dirabonon, but he's not able to be Machne to others, because he doesn't have Das. So therefore, be Ishtakach, the Konofik, the Lulav Shein Ishaloi. So on the first day of Yom Tov, if you're Machne to the child, then it comes out later on when you take it back from him, it's not really yours. And on the first day, we've said you need Lachem, so therefore that's no good. We've talked about before that we talked when we discussed this point in the previous pedek when we were talking about the dinim of lachem. So there are rishonim who say that maybe if the child is of the age of pu'utos, between 6 and 10 years old, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, where then he's old enough to understand the basics of what buying and selling are all about, then maybe he could be machne back to you, and therefore there's less of an issue, whereas other posts can disagree with that. You also have, now in Eretz Yisrael, you have very little problem with that. What you do is you yotze with it yourself, then you give it to your kid, and that's it. You don't need lochem the rest of the days of Yom Tov. In Chutzlar, that's, you have a problem, because the second day you also need lochem, again, because it's a suffix that it might be the first day. So therefore, so you have various possibilities. One is that you continue to hold on to the lulav while the child is using it, and that way it never left your reshus, and that way he's not fully cutting it. There's an interesting discussion. Can you, for example, can you give it to him as a matana for a limited amount of time? Does that work? So the Rosh says that not. Only matana amanat lahachzir, which we learned in the previous perek, that works. But to say, I'm giving this to you, and it's yours, let's say, for the next 5 minutes, the Rosh learned that would not work. That's not considered a matana. So then you get into the question of, which we discussed also then, that Achronim talk about, is it in fact necessary when you're having the child do the mitzvah, does it have to be that he's doing it, that he's also doing it lochem, or do we say that since he's really not chayav daradais anyway, he's only chayav because of chinuch, then maybe the fact that it's not his, the fact that it's not lochem, is really not as important. So the ma'isa, of course, you know, one way of getting around the whole situation is buy him his own lulav and esrog. But if not, then you use one of those other, methods. Okay. The Amr of Zeira, also Rav Zeira says, Loi leima inish liyanuka diyehiv malach midi v'lo yoyevle. Also talking about as far as children, as far as chinuch of children, don't tell a child, I'm going to give you something, and don't end up giving it to him. Mishim da'osu, like, even if you have a good reason. Mishim da'osu, like, Muri Shikra, you're going to teach him to lie. Shenema limdu l'shoinem daber sheker. As the Pasuk says, they've taught their tongues to speak falsehood, so make sure you don't do that. Make sure you don't teach a child to lie, because he's not going to realize whatever reasons it is you had for not keeping your promise, and therefore he's going to think that it's okay to lie. Okay. So going back to the machlokas about the esrog, how long is it also for? So the Gemara points out, it was plugged to the Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. This also relates to a machlokas of this, that this that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about. When is the Esrog Osir? Only is it Mutter on the seventh day itself, or is it Osir for the whole seventh day and Mutter only on the eighth day? You have the same machlokas between other Amoraim as well. Or we're plugged to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Shimon and Lakish in that same machlokas. Rav and Rav Asi also have the same machlokas. The Itmar, Hefer Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Yonim, what if a person designated seven Esrogim for the 7 days of Sukkot? So each day he's going to use a different Esrog for the mitzvah. So, Omer Rav, Kol Achas Rachas Yotzim of Oichel Al-Altar, so Rav says that each one, you can eat it as soon as you were Yotzim with it. It's only, you used it for the mitzvah that day, you're not planning to use it anymore, to begin with, you only plan to use it that day, therefore you can eat it right away after that. But Rav Asi, I'm a kolachas nachas yotze b'va oichel l'mocher. Whereas Rav Asi holds, like Rav Yechanan, that each one you can eat, you can be yotze with it, but you can only eat it the next day. So b'mayi kamitz, the mar sabal, the mitzvah say iskatzoi, umar sabal l'chulo yomei iskatzoi. So you have the same machloikas as Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlokish have, that it's also the entire seventh day. And the Gemara asks, we in Chutbar, so we have 2 days of Yabdiv, what do we do? Amar Abaya, Shmini Sofik Shvi Osir, we have to follow Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Asi. So, when you have a Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So, the eighth day for us is a Sofik, that it might have been the seventh day, then it's still Osir. She, Sofik Shmini Mutter, but the ninth day, Simchas Torah, which is only a Sofik, whether it's the eighth day, then it's Mutter, because even Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Asi are not going to ask for it on that day. Marema, I'm after this Shmini, Sofik Shvi Mutter. Marema says it's Mutter even on the eighth day, which is a Sofik, the seventh day, because it's only a Sofik. So the Gemara tells us, the Surah Abdi to Marema, in Surah they followed Marema, so they were able to eat the Esrog on the eighth day, Surah, of course, being in Chutbaret. Rav Shisha Breidir of Idi Obed Kabaya, Rav Shisha Breidir of Idi, on the other hand, followed Abaya, and said that it's also on Shmini Atzeres, it's Mutter only on Simchas Torah. The Hilchas Akabaya and Halacha, and that is like Abaya, and that's how we have it. The Esrog remains also on Shmini Atzeres, but you're allowed to eat it on Simchas Torah. Okay, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with discussing as far as Shmini Atzeres being a Sukkah, how that relates to sitting in the Sukkah, and then we're going to get into your question, Avraham Moshe, why we sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres without a bracha.